Improve your presentation skills. Being able to express your ideas clearly is crucial for success in your career. Surprisingly, many people find public speaking scarier than anything else, even death. But don't worry, there are techniques you can learn to become an outstanding presenter. Professional speaking includes everything from sales pitches to big speeches. No matter what kind of presentation you're doing, you have two main goals. 1. Get your audience to understand why your ideas matter. 2. Answer their questions confidently and clearly. To achieve these goals, follow these steps. Plan your presentation, prepare it well, deliver it effectively, use visual aids, and be ready for any unexpected situations. Craft your presentation with purpose. To create your presentation, start by nailing down its purpose. Keep it simple and straightforward. Your goal should fall into one or more of these 5 categories. 1. Instruction. Teach or inform your audience. 2. Inspiration. Motivate your audience to take action. 3. Advocacy. Persuade your audience or pitch a viewpoint. 4. Stimulation. Spark discussion and debate among your audience. 5. Gratification. Entertain or amuse your audience. Every presentation is a persuasive opportunity. Simply stating facts won't cut it. You've got to use those facts to sway thoughts, actions, or feelings. Match your tone and style to your purpose. If you're just sharing info, keep it logical and well-organized. For an entertaining vibe, sprinkle in some funny stories. And if you're aiming to inspire, fill your presentation with positivity to tug at those emotional strings. Create a memorable presentation. To make your presentation stand out, concentrate on one central theme. Avoid covering too much ground. It's more effective to leave your audience with a few key points. People tend to recall information that is straightforward and clear. Keep your content simple and direct for a lasting impact. What they hear often. What they hear first. What they hear last. What touches them emotionally. Consider these factors when selecting your topic, organizing your supporting details in chronological order, and deciding how to best convey this information to your audience. Understand your audience. Before crafting your presentation, it's crucial to understand who will be listening. Your audience isn't just a faceless crowd. They're real people with specific needs and preferences. To analyze this, gather the names and job titles of expected attendees and pinpoint the key listeners, the individuals who will make decisions based on the ideas you present. Consider your audience's general preferences. Some are people-oriented, while others focus on details and specifics. Try to uncover the real concerns or hidden agendas they may have. Keep in mind how much your audience knows about your topic. Tailor your communication to their level. Don't go too deep or stay too basic. Anticipate audience concerns. When you're planning ahead, it's smart to think about any worries, questions, or objections your audience might have. Make sure you've got answers and extra information ready to address these concerns. When studying your audience, it's important to think about various factors such as gender, age, education, political or religious views, occupation, income, and background. These details give you a general idea of who you're addressing, so avoid relying on stereotypes or making false assumptions. Assess your presentation environment. When you're looking at the situation for your presentation, you're basically checking out what's going on. Consider the following elements, which will influence the outcome. 1. The room. Before you speak, make sure to scope out the surroundings. If you're unsure, ask someone to lend a hand. Look for a podium and a good sound system. If there are windows, check if you can close the curtains to reduce distractions. Take a peek at the lighting and how the chairs are arranged. 2. The size of the group. The size of your audience shapes how formal your talk should be. For big crowds, go for a more formal approach and use visual aids to guide them through your points. On the other hand, with smaller groups, be ready for lots of questions that might steer the direction of your presentation. 3. environmental factors. Are you the first one talking, the last, or somewhere in between? What's happening in the organization? Are there any politics, tight deadlines, top priorities, or risks that could impact your presentation? Are you new to the group? If so, you'll need to prove your qualifications right from the start. 4. Allocated time. Even the best prepared presentations can face time constraints. Delays in starting, technical issues, or audience questions can eat into your allotted time. To ensure a smooth wrap-up, be ready to cut unnecessary parts, preferably from the middle of your presentation. The 18-minute rule. People can stay focused for around 18 minutes. If your presentation exceeds this, aim to keep the main part within 20 minutes. Introduce variety, like a video or another speaker, to maintain interest. And always make time for questions at the end of longer presentations. An engaging introduction. Once you've figured out why you're presenting, what you want to talk about, who your audience is, and the setting, the next step is getting ready for your presentation. The first 5 minutes of any presentation are crucial for engaging your audience. Your introduction sets the tone and determines if people will pay attention. Here are 5 key elements to include. 1. Build rapport. Get your audience on your side by showcasing your expertise. Don't start with apologies. 2. Grab their attention. Start strong. Use a question, quote, statistic, personal story, or current event reference to draw them in. 3. State your purpose. Be clear about why you're speaking. 4. Highlight benefits. Let them know what they'll get out of listening to you. 5. Map out your talk. Explain the path you'll take and set some ground rules, like when they can ask questions. Use humor effectively in communication. Humor can be a great tool in communication, but it should serve a purpose. It can help your audience feel more open, ease any tension, and show that you're approachable and credible. However, it's important to use humor in a way that enhances your main points, rather than just for the sake of it. Start by delivering your serious message first, and then weave in humor that relates to your main points. Make sure the humor you use is relevant and tied to what you're discussing. Instead of telling jokes, share personal anecdotes, as they come across as more genuine and comfortable. Presentation structure, body, and conclusion. Transitioning from your introduction to the main body of your presentation should be smooth and logical. Your main points need to directly support your purpose and theme without becoming too lengthy or unclear. Start with a broad idea and then back it up with specific facts. You can organize your presentation chronologically, cover different topics, address a problem and propose a solution, or compare and contrast elements. Always connect your theme to the audience's goals and stay focused on your overall purpose. Stories are great for helping people remember information. When you share stories, your audience is more likely to understand and recall what you're saying. Even if the details aren't exact, what matters is that the message comes across clearly. So, think of your own experiences and use them to convey your points effectively. When you're ready to wrap up, simply let your audience know you're finishing. Recap the main points or theme of your talk, but avoid introducing new information. If there's time, invite questions. Finally, thank everyone and smoothly exit the stage. If you're short on time, trim from the body of your talk rather than skipping the conclusion. Develop public speaking skills. To conquer stage fright, follow these simple steps. Before you start, take some deep breaths and keep water nearby in case your mouth gets dry. Don't aim for perfection. Focus on your audience since you're well prepared. Remember, you're your own toughest critic. Answering audience questions is an art. Take your time to listen and understand if they seek facts or your opinion. If you don't know an answer, admit it gracefully and promise to find out later. It's better to be honest than to pretend you know something you don't. When speaking, it's best to use notes or an outline. Practice your delivery, paying attention to your voice and body language. Avoid using complex terms or overused phrases. Double-check your facts, quotes, and names. Use inclusive language like we and us. Steer clear of fillers like ums and ahs, and speak clearly, varying your pace. Utilize hand gestures to emphasize points. For visual aids, handouts are common, but make sure you have enough for everyone. Other options include PowerPoint, overheads, slides, flip charts, models, or replicas. Keep your visuals professional, but don't let them overshadow your speech. Key points. 1. Craft presentations with a clear purpose to engage and persuade audiences effectively. 2. Tailor content to audience preferences and demographics for maximum impact. 3. Assess presentation environments to adapt delivery and content accordingly. 4. Engage the audience from the start with rapport building and attention-grabbing techniques. 5. Use humor purposefully to enhance communication and audience connection. 6. Structure presentations with clear introductions, focused bodies, and concise conclusions. 7. Develop public speaking skills through practice, preparation, and audience engagement strategies.